AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. House Republican leaders are preparing a major two-day debate and ultimate showdown Friday on President Obama's trade agenda. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports the vote appears to be coming down to the wire.
The vote on giving the president fast-track trade authority is shaping up to be very close, and that has the administration and House GOP leaders scrambling for support. Though it's a top administration priority, most Democrats oppose the measure, fearful it'll cost jobs. About 190 Republicans support the measure, meaning between 25 and 30 Democrats will be needed for it to pass.
Acura says 48,000 of its SUVs could have a problem with the automatic emergency braking system. It says that system could mistakenly read an iron fence or a metal guardrail as a car that's in front of the SUV and automatically apply the brakes. Acura is recalling 2014 and 2015 MDX and RLX SUVs. This is a Vermont State Police sergeant warning a motorist in New Haven to be on the lookout for the two murderers who escaped from an upstate New York prison over the weekend.
We're just trying to touch base with as many people as we can, just because there's no information that they're over here, but it's just better safe to be sorry, you know what I'm saying?
Sound courtesy WCAX-TV. Investigators got information suggesting Vermont was discussed by inmates David Sweat and Richard Matt as a possible destination. Call them drought shamers, people telling on water wasters in drought-stricken Southern California. Tony Corcoran says he's been posting information about them on social media.
Even if that threat is enough of being shamed to make someone change, it's worth it.
Corcoran alone estimates he's put more than 100 videos of water wasters on YouTube. More tragedy in Nepal, a landslide triggered by heavy rain buried six villages in the Northeast. This is AP Radio News. Democratic Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur says Americans want to see country of origin labels on their foods.
It ensures that our public knows the source of their food. What could be more important?
But GOP Congressman Dan Newhouse argues the labeling has to be overturned to avoid being penalized by Mexico and Canada.
If we don't repeal COOL, the requirements of COOL, we are in violation of our WTO obligations. We could face billions of dollars in retaliation that would hurt farmers, ranchers, small businesses, and yes, American consumers.
So the House voted 300 to 131 to repeal the law requiring country of origin labels on packages of beef, pork, and poultry. Chicago beat Tampa Bay 2-1 last night to even the Stanley Cup Finals at two games each. Blackhawk Brandon Saad shot the game-winning goal.
I just saw space go into the net and try to drive and create some chaos.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.